let's go back to the verses that Brother Jim read for us at the beginning of the service in Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 through 33. I want to begin by suggesting that in those verses, we find some very, very interesting. In those verses, we actually find one of the most interesting walks in all the Bible. In those verses, we actually read about the Apostle Peter mustering up enough courage and faith to walk on water with Jesus. That's right, brothers and sisters. The Apostle Peter actually walked on water with Jesus. In fact, outside of Jesus, he's the only person in the history of the world to do such a thing. And it actually all began earlier in the night, right? It actually all began with the Lord Jesus instructing his disciples to get into a boat and go ahead of him across the Sea of Galilee. He wanted them to go ahead of him across the Sea of Galilee because he wanted some me time. He wanted to spend some time alone in prayer. He said, "You go ahead of me, and I want to spend some time in prayer." And the apostles certainly honored his request. They had no problem doing something that was really no different than what they had done probably hundreds of times before. If you remember, many of the apostles were experienced fishermen, right? They did this for a living. It was part of their profession to spend literally hours in a boat every single day. And so taking a boat ride across the Sea of Galilee, that wasn't a big deal to them. Only on this occasion, though, on this night, on this evening, things turned out to be a little different. You see, on this night, at around 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, during a terrible storm that seemed to come out of nowhere, the disciples looked out onto the sea and they saw something that really caught their attention. They saw something that they had never, ever seen before. They actually saw the shadowy figure of a man walking on the water. The apostles saw somebody walking on the water during this time. And while we may know who they were seeing, we got to understand that initially they didn't have a clue as to who they were seeing. In fact, in verse number 26 of the text, the Bible says that initially the apostles were afraid because they thought they were seeing a ghost. They thought they were seeing somebody from the spiritual dimension. They had no idea that they were actually seeing Jesus walking on the water at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. And someone says, well, Sean, why was Jesus doing that? Why was Jesus walking on the water at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning? Well, I believe that that's a great question. And thankfully, I believe Mark, in his account, gives us the answer to that question. You see, when you read Mark's parallel account of this in Mark chapter 6 and verse 48, there Mark tells us that Jesus was walking on the water because he intended to pass by them. Mark says that Jesus intended to pass by them. Please don't misunderstand what Mark means when he uses that language. When Mark says that Jesus intended to pass by them, he doesn't mean that Jesus was trying to get in front of them. He doesn't mean that Jesus was trying to beat them to the shore. Instead, what he means is that Jesus was trying to be noticed by them. He means that Jesus was trying to catch their attention. He means that Jesus was intentionally doing something so they would see him. Jesus wanted the apostles to see him doing this. In fact, once the apostle Peter realized that it was Jesus walking on the water, if you remember, he then asked permission from Jesus to come out and meet him. And when the Lord granted him that permission, the scripture says that Peter mustered up the courage and the faith to step out of the boat and actually began taking some steps on the water towards Jesus. Peter walked on water with the Lord. That's what those verses tell us that Brother Jim read for us this morning. And I'm going to be honest with you, brothers and sisters, I can't read that text without also being reminded of our spiritual walks with Jesus today. You see, even though we cannot miraculously walk on water with Jesus like the apostles did or like Peter did 2,000 years ago, we still need to understand that as disciples, we're still walking with Jesus. We're still walking on water in a spiritual sense with Jesus today. In fact, from Peter's experience here, we learn that if we're going to successfully spiritually walk on water with Jesus today, then the first thing we got to do is, number one, brothers and sisters, we got to first be willing to get out the boat. We got to first be willing to get out of the boat. I mean, isn't that where it started with the Apostle Peter? Go back to the text again to Matthew chapter 14. And again, Matthew 14 in verse number 22. Matthew 14, 22, and here in the context, this is right after Jesus had miraculously fed thousands of men, women, and children with just a few fish and a few loaves of bread. You remember that miracle? Or after Jesus performed that great miracle, the scripture says in verse 22, immediately he made the disciples get into the boat and go ahead of him to the other side while he sent the crowds away. After he had sent the crowds away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray, and when it was evening, he was there alone. But the boat was already a long distance from the land, battered by the waves, for the wind was contrary, and the fourth watch of the night, according to Jewish time, the fourth watch of the night would have been between 3 and 6 a.m. So during the fourth watch of the night, he came to them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "It is a ghost," and they cried out with fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter said to them, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come out to you on the water." And he said, "Come." Jesus gave him a commandment here. And Peter got out of the boat, and he walked on water and came toward Jesus. Now, I understand, brothers and sisters, that so often today, when we read this text, we're pretty hard on the Apostle Peter. I understand that when we read this text today, so often we're pretty critical of the impulsive Peter. But I want to suggest to you this morning that what Peter does here took a lot of faith. It took a lot of courage. It took a lot of risk. I mean, think about what's going on at this time. Think about how at this time the apostles are on a boat in the middle of the Sea of Galilee during the time of a terrible storm. This isn't some nice sunny day. The scripture specifically says that a terrible storm was occurring during this time. In fact, the storm was so bad that in verse 24, the scripture says that the apostles, seasoned fishermen, they struggled to row because of the turbulence. They struggled to row because of the wind. They struggled to navigate their way during this storm. This was a very violent storm that the apostles found themselves in at this time. And yet, even though this storm was very violent, even though this was an awful circumstance, even though this was not some nice sunny day, what does the Bible tell us the Apostle Peter did? The Apostle Peter still took the initiative to get out of the boat and take some initial steps towards the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In the middle of a storm, Peter still got out of the boat. And he walked toward Jesus. I'm going to be honest with you. Because I can't swim, what he did here is a whole lot more than I would have done. I'm going to be honest with you. Because I can't swim, if I was in the boat with him at this time, you know what I would have done? I would have been just like the other apostles. You know, so often we talk about couch potatoes. You know what the apostles were? They were boat potatoes. The other ones were boat potatoes. Thomas, John, James, they didn't even have enough faith to get out of the boat. They didn't even have enough faith to take the initial risk. They didn't even have enough courage to take the initial steps towards Jesus. So often we're hard on Peter here in this text. But the fact of the matter is, at least he got out of the boat. At least he took the risk. Unlike the other apostles, at least he had enough faith to try to obey what the Lord told him to do. Peter walked on water with Jesus because he was willing to first get out of the boat. And the question is, what about us today? What about me and what about you as we get ready to head into the new year? As we get ready, Lord willing, to see 2020, are we willing to get out of the boat next year? Are you willing to get out the boat? Don't misunderstand what I mean when I ask you that question. My dear friends, when I ask you if you're willing to get out of the boat next year, I'm not talking about a fishing boat like the apostles were in. I'm not talking about a sailboat. I'm not talking about a yacht. Instead, when I ask you if you're willing to get out of the boat next year, what I mean is, are you willing to get out of your pretty little comfort zone? Are you willing to get out of your pretty little box, whatever that may be? Are you willing to get out of your comfort zone and start taking some real risk for Jesus? For example, if you have struggled doing the work of evangelism, if you have found yourself struggling with really getting involved and trying to win lost souls for the glory of God in 2020, are you willing to get out of your comfort zone? Are you willing to get out of your boat and start getting serious about the most important work in the world? Are you willing to get out of your boat and finally invite that neighbor or that coworker who's not a Christian to services? Are you willing to finally get out of your boat and try to set up a Bible study with a family member that you know is lost right now? In 2020, are you willing to get out your boat and start engaging in the work of spreading God's word? And in 2020, are you willing to get out of your boat and maybe preach a sermon for the first time? You know, one of the great things about this church is every month, our shepherds here give different men in this congregation the opportunity to stand behind this pulpit and preach a sermon like Brother Roland did this morning. He did a great job. Every month, our elders give a man in this congregation the opportunity, the blessing, to stand in this pulpit and feed people with the scriptures. And if you've never done that before in 2020, are you willing to step out of your boat and go to the elders and ask them, can you give that a shot? Or are you willing to step out of your boat and go to the shepherds and ask them if you can preach a sermon? Are you willing to go to them and ask them, can you give a talk on a Wednesday night? Or are you willing to go to them and ask them if they'll let you give a talk over the Lord's table? Are you willing to step out of your boat and preach God's word? And are you willing to step out of your boat and engage in the great work of hospitality? If over the past few years you have found yourself unconnected from your brethren and a spiritual hermit, if that has described you over the past few years in 2020, are you willing to step out of your boat and connect with your brethren in ways that you've never connected with them before? Are you willing to take the initiative to invite them in your home for a meal? Are you willing to step out of your boat and give to the Lord more in 2020 than you've ever given to him before? Are you willing to step out of your boat and put your money where your faith is? Are you willing to show the Lord that you really believe that his work is the most important work in the world because you're willing to finally start giving to him as you know you should? Are you willing to step out of your boat and volunteer to teach a Bible class? Or volunteer to be a greeter or an usher? Or maybe start working towards being an elder or a deacon in this church one day? There are many other examples I could give you this morning, but here's my point. My point is, if we're not willing to step out of our little boats, our little comfort zones, and do those kinds of things I just described, then guess what? We would never in a million years come close to doing what Peter did here in Matthew 14. And so we got to think about that. We got to understand that Peter was able to walk on water with Jesus because he first got out the boat. And we got to get out the boat too. Walking on water with Jesus requires getting out the boat. But then a second thing walking on water with Jesus requires, it also requires an expectation of problems. An expectation of problems. I think we got to talk about this for a few minutes this morning, because this right here is the main reason why so often we're not willing to step out of our boats, right? I mean, let's just be honest about it. So often we are reluctant to step out of our pretty little comfort zones and take some risks for the Lord because we are afraid. We're afraid of problems. We're afraid of trials. We are afraid of failure. We are afraid that if we invite that lost sinner to services, they might get angry with us. They might chew us out. They might call us Jesus freaks. They might reject us. We are afraid that if we try to restore that brother or sister who we know left the Lord, when we call them, they might hang up on us. They might say something that hurts our feelings. They might say something really ugly to us. We are afraid that if we preach a sermon or give a talk on Wednesday night or lead God's people in prayer, maybe we might stumble over our words. Maybe we might forget our words. Maybe people may make fun of us. Maybe people won't like what we have to say. Maybe people might make fun of my home and look down on my home if I invite them into my home for a meal. Maybe I won't be able to save enough if I am sacrificial in my giving to the Lord. Maybe I might do more harm than good if I try to be a mentor to a young person in this church. You see, so often we are unwilling to step out of our boats and walk in faith with Jesus because we allow the devil to cripple us with fear. We allow the devil to cripple us with all kinds of excuses, like in the case of the parable, and like in the case of the parable of the talents in Matthew 25. So often as Christians, we fail to understand that the Lord Jesus really doesn't care about our excuses. He really doesn't care about my excuses, and he really doesn't care about your excuses. Instead, what the Lord cares about is he cares about what we're doing. He cares about our service. He cares about whether or not we're doing our best to use whatever talents and abilities he's given us to serve him and to serve other people. That's what the Lord cares about. He cares about if we're walking in faith. He cares about if we're putting our trust in him and doing all we can to edify his body. That's what the Lord's concerned with. I'm going to tell you something. We can't do what the Lord wants us to do and be people of fear. The Lord can't use the fearful. In 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7, the Apostle Paul says that if we're truly God's people, if we're truly Christians, then we got to understand that God has not given us a spirit of timidity or a spirit of fear, but instead he's given us a spirit of power and love and discipline. Notice how the Bible says that God can't use the fearful. We can't have fear in our hearts and expect to properly serve the Lord. In fact, I think we see that in a very practical way being carried out in the life of Peter, don't we? Remember, after Peter recognized that it was Jesus walking on the water, he made a request of Jesus. He said, "Lord, if it is you, allow me to come out there and meet you." He's asking permission to walk on water during the time of a terrible storm. The question is he going to follow through with that request? Is he going to back up his words with actions? Is he going to actually get out of the boat and act on his faith? Is Peter going to do that? But going back to the text, we know Peter did that. Going back to the text, we see that even though it was a storm taking place, even though Peter is impulsive at times, Unlike the other 11 apostles, when given the opportunity, Peter got out the boat. When given the opportunity to overcome fear, Peter took a chance. He took a chance to walk on water with Jesus, even though there were a bunch of problems around him. And so from Peter, we learn that walking on water with Jesus requires getting out the boat. It also requires an expectation of problems. But then thirdly, I want to say this. It also requires some focus. It also requires staying focused. Specifically, it requires staying focused on the author and perfecter of faith, and that is Jesus Christ. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7, you know the verse. What does Paul say there? He says, as Christians, we walk by faith and not by what? We don't walk by sight. We're supposed to walk by faith and not by sight. Now, how do we successfully do that? Well, go in your Bible to Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 12. In Hebrews chapter 12, after giving us a list of people from the Old Testament who walked by faith with the Lord, people like Abraham and Sarah and Rahab and Joseph and Jacob and Moses, in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse number 1, the Hebrews writer says, therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Now look at verse 2. Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Notice how the key to successfully walking with the Lord requires focus, doesn't it? It requires us fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith. The Hebrew writer says if you're going to walk in faith, you got to stay focused on Jesus. And the Apostle Peter was pretty successful with that for a time, wasn't he? Remember, Peter, when he got out that boat, he actually was doing it some. He actually was walking on water. He actually was doing the same thing Jesus was doing. But when did he start to have problems? When did he start to sink? When did he start to drown and have to call out for help? Well, go back to the text and notice what it says. Matthew chapter 14 again. Look at verse 30. Matthew 14 and verse 30. After Jesus told Peter to come on, start walking on the water, and Peter was doing it. It says he walked on water, verse 29. But look at verse 30. But seeing the wind, notice, he became frightened. And beginning to sink, he cried out, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand, took hold of him and said to him, you have little faith. Why did you doubt? Notice how everything was going okay for Peter until he started noticing the storm. Until he started noticing the wind around him and all the bad things that were going on. When Peter took his eyes off Jesus, that's when he started to have problems. That is when he started to sink. Do you see that? Peter was doing okay until he took his eyes off Jesus. And I want to suggest the same principle is true today. As we said with our previous point, we got to understand that anytime we step out of our boats, anytime we step out of our comfort zones, we can expect some problems. We can expect some wind. We can expect some storms. But as long as we stay focused on Jesus, brothers and sisters, I want you to understand everything's going to be okay. You're not going to drown. You're not going to sink. You're not going to die spiritually. Instead, you're going to start doing things for the Lord that you've never done before and that you thought you never could do. You see, we got to understand that on this occasion, Jesus was not disappointed with Peter because he stepped out of the boat. Now, we unjustly criticize Peter for that today, but Jesus never does. Read that text carefully. Jesus never criticized Peter because he stepped out of the boat. He wasn't disappointed with Peter because he stepped out of the boat. Instead, he was disappointed with Peter because after stepping out of the boat and after walking by faith for a time, eventually he lost his focus. Eventually, he took his eyes off Jesus and he began to sink. That is where the Lord was disappointed. And we need to learn from Peter's mistake. We need to understand that if we're going to walk with Jesus today, if we're going to spiritually walk on water with him, then we got to keep focused on him. We got to stay focused on the author and perfecter of faith. And once we do that, brothers and sisters, I want to close by telling you that then and only then are we truly going to be able to connect with him. As we get ready to wrap up our lesson this morning, I hope you understand so far what the point of this lesson has been about. The point of this lesson has not been to talk about how we can literally walk on water. You and I both know there's no way that any of us could do that. The age of miracles has ceased. This sermon is not about literally walking on water with Jesus. Instead, this sermon is about getting out the boat. This sermon is about getting out of the boat, our comfort zones, whatever those comfort zones may be, and start walking in faith with our Lord. That's what the sermon is about. And my question is, in 2020, are you willing to do that? Are you willing to walk by faith with Jesus? Are you willing to start taking some steps and some risk for him to build up his kingdom? I hope you're willing to do that, because only then, my friends, will you be able to truly connect with Jesus. You see, we got to understand that when it comes to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Jesus is not in our comfort zones. Jesus is not in our little boxes. Jesus is not in our little boats. Instead, according to this story, you know where Jesus is? He's out there where it's cold. He's out there where it's dark. He's out there where it's wet. He's out there when it's dangerous. That's where Jesus is. And like in the case of Peter, when we do walk by faith and try to meet him, he's always going to be there to pick us up. If we start to sink, if we start to drown, if we start to go out and meet Jesus, guess what? Just like with Peter, he's not going to let you drown. He's not going to let you sink. He's not going to let you die. Instead, he's going to be right there to pick you up. For example, we may try to invite that coworker to service, and that person may just be so ugly to us. They may just flat out say, no, leave me alone. Don't invite me anymore. They may tell us that, but guess what? The Lord's going to be there to pick us up. We might be mocked by other people because we're spending time with the meek and the lonely and the poor, but guess what? The Lord's going to be there to encourage us. The Lord's going to be there to say, hey, you're doing exactly what I want you to do. We might find ourselves being kind and considerate towards someone, and they still don't like us for whatever reason. They still can't stand us. They still throw us the cold shoulder. They still refuse to have anything to do with us for whatever reason. But guess what? That's okay. Because the Lord knows our hearts. And the Lord knows we're trying to do the right thing. And he's going to be there to make sure everything's okay. My dear friends, like with Peter, I want you to understand something about Jesus. When you walk with him, he'll never let you drown. He'll never let you go to the bottom of the ocean. He'll never leave your side. Instead, he'll always be there to comfort you and lift you up and give you encouragement. He's always there for his people. We just got to trust him. And we got to get out the boat. Peter got out of the boat. That's how he was able to walk with the Lord. And again, one more time, I just got to ask you, are you going to try to do that in 2020? 2020, will you try to walk with Jesus? Get out the boat and walk with him. Give him your best service. Love him more than ever before. Serve more in the kingdom. Walk in faith. Walk in trust. Strive to be a true asset in the kingdom. Will you be like Peter and try to walk on water with Jesus? Or will you be like the other apostles and just stay right where you are? I want to suggest that we all individually hold the answer to those questions. And maybe there's somebody here this morning and you've never even begun to walk with Jesus ever in your life. Maybe you can't get out of the boat because you never got in the boat. If so, I want you to know that you can change all that right here and right now. I want you to know that if you're willing to believe in Jesus as the Son of God, and if you're willing to repent of your sins, as Brother Roland talked about this morning, if you're willing to confess Jesus as the Lord and be baptized in the water for the remission of your sins, the Lord will receive you, the Lord will save you, and he will walk with you, and he'll stand by your side. So if there's someone here this morning who wants to get into the boat with Jesus and become one of his disciples, we want to help you with that, and we will right here and right now as we stand, as we sing.